This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For our final today, we are dealing with a subject that sounds tough. Physics terms. Let's see how tough it is. Here is the clue, players. Ironically, it's a metaphor meaning a huge step forward. But this two-word process only occurs on a subatomic scale. 30 seconds. Good luck. 72,600 going into final for you, James. We need to find quantum leap. We do. Happy birthday, Bodger.
Booger.
Booger. Okay. And how much did you risk? 38,314. A new one-day record. 110,914, and now a four-day record of 244,365. Is it too soon to start thinking about Ken Jennings comparisons?
This is Jeopardy!
Welcome in to the first edition of McNeil and Parkins Jeopardy! This hour on the score brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. What you just heard is a record-setting Jeopardy! Contestant who is still going, as far as we know, on Jeopardy! And as soon as we heard his story, we put it out to the score audience that we needed to have him on. James Holzhauer joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, home of F-150s for $229 a month, because not only did he graduate from Naperville North and the University of Illinois, and not only is he a Jeopardy champion, but he's a pro sports gambler.
Our guy.
This guy is right up our alley.
Speaks our language. James, thank you for the time and congratulations, man.
Thank you. Good. Glad to be on.
We really appreciate your time and putting up with our nonsense. We'll get to know your story in a little bit, but you've agreed to play sports and other types of Jeopardy! Against two contestants. Our executive producer, Nick Shepkowski, who beat Les Grobstein in sports trivia.
Thrashed him!
Yeah, I think this is going to be a little bit more difficult competition. No longer playing in AA or AAA. We're in the big leagues now, so I got my work cut out for me.
And then the lead researcher and stats coordinator at NBC Sports Chicago, who's a must-follow on Twitter, the Cubs game tonight airs on NBC Chicago, Chris Kampka in studio. What's up, Chris?
Well, I usually write the questions, but I guess I can answer a few today.
We hope so.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
All right, so this is going to be James, first of all, how does the pressure of this compare to Real Money on the Line with Alex Trebek?
I think I'm actually facing a tougher game here, but you know, the prizes are better on TV, so.
Yeah, prizes are better than nothing. Yes, that is true. All right, so here's what we're going to do since there's no buzzer. A few little tweaks to Jeopardy. Your name is the buzzer. So, Shep, if you want to buzz in, say Shep. Chris, say Chris. James, say James. And instead of jumping around category to category, once you select a category, we will just go 100 through 500 in the same category, so it's easier for the audience to follow along.
No double Jeopardies.
And there's no double Jeopardies. Everyone get it?
No final Jeopardy.
Got it.
Everyone's on board.
Yep.
Okay.
Can I interrupt in the middle of the question, or do you have to wait?
No.
If you know it, James, say James.
Yeah.
And we will call on you.
All right. Excellent.
We're screwed. Just to let you know.
All right. Here are the categories. James, you a big sports fan?
Yeah.
Okay. Five categories. On this date in sports history, authors, Chicago sports legends, U.S. presidents, and the Super Bowl. James?
He's chuckling.
James, which category would you like to start with?
Let's start with the Super Bowl, please.
Let's start with the Super Bowl for $100. This franchise has won a Super Bowl as a resident of two different cities.
James?
Okay.
Go ahead, James.
The Colts?
Yes.
Who are the Colts?
Who are the Colts?
Wow,
yes.
That's pathetic.
Form of a question.
Yeah, the form of a question. Tanny, very generous on the timeout. How are you? 5 seconds? No. Okay, 5 seconds. Perfect. All right, James on the board with $100. All right, Super Bowl for $200. Denying the Patriots a perfect season, this gun-toting wide receiver caught
Shep.
Shep.
Who's David Tyree?
Finish the clue.
Denying the Patriots a perfect season, this gun-toting wide receiver caught the game-winning pass in Super Bowl 42.
James, who is Plaxico Burress?
Thank you, James.
That's correct.
For $300. This was the first Super Bowl to be played in the Rose Bowl.
Shep.
What is Super Bowl 11?
Shep.
I did this category for
I
you.
I understand that.
Raiders, Vikings, right?
It was.
Unbelievable.
Les Grafstein's not walking through that door.
No kidding. He's my
choking.
Goodness.
Super Bowl for 400 with Jeopardy champ James Holzhauer on the line. The total number of interceptions thrown by Joe Montana in his 4 Super Bowls.
Chris. James.
Go ahead, Chris.
I heard Chris.
Zero.
Chris.
Zero. We heard Chris first, James.
Okay.
Hold on.
What? He said
checking the tape now.
What is zero? I was waiting for what is. There we go.
We're on a roll. Last one in the Super Bowl category. We love safeties on this show. How many Super Bowls have had a safety?
Shep.
What is 6?
Anyone else?
Nope.
Okay.
James?
After the buzz. The correct answer, is 5. All right. Chris, you were the last one to get one correct in that category. On this date in sports, authors, Chicago sports legends, or U.S. presidents?
On this day.
And I'll update the score. Chris from NBC Sports has the lead. He has 400 points. James has 300 points. Shep is down 200 points.
That is correct. Yeah, minus
not a particularly good way to start.
Well done, Shep. That was your best category.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
On this date for $100, Jackie Robinson broke baseball's color barrier on this now annually celebrated day.
Shep.
Chris.
Shep. What is April 15th? Need a year?
If you got
47.
It. There you go. Well done. For $200, September 20th, 1998 is when this baseball Iron Man streak came to an end.
I heard Chris first.
Go ahead, Chris.
Lou Gehrig. No. Who is James?
James.
Who is Cal Ripken Jr.?
That is correct. All right. This clue in audio form. On what date did this happen?
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time.
James Shep.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
James?
What is November 2nd, 2016?
That is correct.
Nicely do I want to get crazy done. On you guys? It was after midnight in Cleveland when it happened. November 3rd.
That's November. I mean, I'm giving him November 2nd. That's when the game started. For $400 on this day. On the day after Christmas, he of many nicknames was traded for just $25,000 from one rival to another.
Shep. Who's Babe Ruth?
That is correct. For $500 to complete the category, October 30th, 1974 in Zaire for the heavyweight title known as?
Shep.
James.
Shep.
The
Shep.
Rumble in the Jungle. What is the Rumble in the Jungle?
There we go.
All right, Shep is pulled to within 100 points, I do believe. No, we got a tie. We got them both at 800 points right now.
Chris Camp, go ahead.
Shep and James have 800 points.
It's on the screen there, too, Mac, if you want to double-check your math. Shane Reardon is helping out. All right, Shep, you got the last one. Authors, which I would be surprised if you picked.
Who is Charles Dickens?
Chicago sports legends and U.S. presidents.
I think I'm going to go with the wild card here. Chicago sports legends, please.
For $100, we've got James Holzhauer, the single-day Jeopardy champion, on the line. For $100, your name is your buzzer. Please answer in the form of a question. He had 6 touchdowns in a single game, a record,
Shep.
But only 4 were rushing.
Who Shep. Is Gale Sayers?
That is correct. For $200, this surprising first-round pick has the most 3-pointers made and attempted in Bulls history.
Chris.
Kirk Heinrich. Who is Kirk Heinrich?
That is correct. For $300, not Eddie, Nelly, or Millie, This White Sox tops the franchise list of position player war for a career.
Chris.
Chris.
Who is Luke Appling?
That is correct.
Nicely done.
For four.
Ow.
James is impressed. For $400, Mikita and Hull have over 1,000 points, but this is the only other Blackhawk who
Chris.
Does.
Who is Dennis Savard?
That is correct. For $500 in Chicago sports legends. While his name is something that you wear on the field, he's the Cubs' all-time leading run scorer.
Chris.
Chris.
Who is Cap Anson?
No.
Wow. Cap Anson.
1,800 points for Chris. Shep is in second with 900 and James has 800.
But you might have noticed that all of the sports categories have run their course. James Holzhauer.
Time to separate the men from the chefs.
All right. Authors and U.S. presidents. Chris?
I'll take U.S. presidents.
U.S. presidents for 100. Please answer in the form of a question. Your name is the buzzer. This is the only U.S. president to be unanimously elected.
James.
James.
Who is George Washington?
That is correct. For $200, these two presidents, coincidentally, both died on the...
Chef, who is John Adams and who is Thomas Jefferson?
That is correct.
Wow! Upset of biblical proportion.
Already got points where you didn't think I was getting any.
They both died
You
on...
thought I never went to geography class or history class or any of it.
They definitely taught that in geography. Good point. For $300, the question was, those two U.S. presidents coincidentally both died on the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence in 1926. For $300, Walt Whitman's O Captain, My Captain was written for this...
James.
Yes.
Who is Abe Lincoln?
That is correct. For $400, this was the first president to name an African American to his cabinet.
James?
Yes.
James.
Who is Lyndon Johnson?
That is correct.
That's correct.
For $500, we're radio geeks on this show. The first presidential address heard on radio was delivered by this president. That would be Calvin Coolidge. It became known as the State of the Union.
Updating the scoring, Chris has 1,800 points. James has 1,600 points. Shep has 1,100 points.
There is no final Jeopardy. We will talk to James a little bit about being a Jeopardy champion after we conclude the game, and we'll name a champion. The last category is authors for $100. Holden Caulfield is his most famous protagonist.
James.
Who is J.D. Salinger?
That is correct. For $200. Hermione, Ron, and Ginny are among her most famous supporting characters.
James.
Who is J.K. Rowling?
That is correct. For $300, a fictional former U.S. Marine with two first names is his main character, who now stars on the small screen and the big screen.
Oh, James.
James.
Tom Clancy.
That's Tom Clancy correct. Is correct. For $400, in authors... Matt Damon went to Mars in the adaptation of his debut novel, which was a...
James.
Who is Andy Weir?
That is Andy Weir. He wrote The Martian. For $500, this man...
Shep. Who is Charles Dickens?
Get him a body bag! Yeah!
That is incorrect. This man's book, On a Mission to Civilize, is the best-selling book of all time. That would be Miguel de Cervantes for Don Quixote.
Updating the score, James has opened up quite a lead. He has 2,600 points. Chris has 1,800 points. Shep has 1,100 points.
Shep's got 600. He answered the fifth question incorrectly, losing 500 points.
Oh, you're counting that one.
Of course I am. He buzzed in with his name.
Okay. Important correction by Shane Rudin.
All right.
Well, that concludes the game. James, congratulations on your win in the first ever McNeil and Parkins Show Jeopardy.
Hey, thanks for putting some non-sports categories in there so I had a chance.
No problem, man. So what's life been like for you now that these episodes are airing and you are a record-setting Jeopardy contestant?
It's getting a little busy here, you know. Lots of media requests and people reaching out. Actually, my favorite thing that happened, I was out on the town last Friday, and someone came up to me, said something to the effect of, you know, hey, got to play better tonight. That last game was rough to watch. And I said, okay, I'll do my best. And then I noticed I was wearing a Knights jersey. This person was wearing a Knights shirt, and she probably wasn't talking about Jeopardy.
Oh, man. So not exactly getting recognized yet for the Jeopardy winnings.
Well, some, but, you know, it's hard to be more popular than hockey out here in Vegas.
Yeah, so you moved to Vegas because you are a professional sports gambler?
That's right, you know, and it's getting legalized in more states now. I hear Illinois is on the precipice of putting it in there, but, you know, this is the only game in town back then.
So what, you know, are you picking games? We lose money. We're professional losing gamblers. What advice do you have?
Well, most people are, there's no easy way to go about it now. You kind of got to do everything. You got to run your own numbers. You got to spend a lot of time making sure you're betting everything at the best odds. You know, shopping around the futures markets, the prop markets, everything is out there.
When did this start for you as a passion?
I would say I've always had a passion for sports stats. Even when I was a kid and there was no baseball reference, I would try to collect all the cards, input all the stats into Excel and see who the real MVP of the league was. But I started gambling in 2006.
When did you get good at it, James?
Pretty quickly.
Really?
Well, it was a lot easier to beat baseball back then. You just kind of had to run advanced stats, and the bookie wasn't catching up until recently, so...
So yeah, so you're a math guy who you've got your own formulas and all that.
Yeah, math guy and sports guy.
Okay, so because I read something that you're doing a lot of in-game wagering nowadays.
Yeah, you know, nowadays the bookies are pretty smart, so they'll open up the line and you can bet like maybe a dime on a game. But by the time the limits get high, they've really sharpened the line a lot. But in-game, you know, they have like 2-minute commercial break to set odds. They don't have time to investigate what the line should be exactly, and they're just kind of guessing, and you have to hope you're guessing better than they do.
Man, that's awesome.
En route to your success on the television program Jeopardy, what was something that happened or any number of things that might have happened that were a surprise to you as a contestant, things you might not have seen coming?
I heard Alex Trebek curse. I don't know if you guys have a 7-second delay or something so you can bleep me out, but he, at the end of my record-setting game, he came up to me for the post-game handshake and pointed to the next two contestants who were being picked out for the next taping and said, look, it's James next.
So hearing Trebek curse is pretty epic.
That was about as surprising as things get up there, yeah.
That's awesome. And so you can't reveal how long you go or anything like that, right?
I can't.
Okay.
Let's try.
No, I'm not trying to get any sort of scoop or anything like that. But no. It must have been pretty surreal to have him call you.
I'm on
Ken
about
Jennings.
12 minutes. If you want to take off from your show and check that out.
Okay, we'll watch the taping in 12 minutes. But when he refers to you as Ken Jennings, like you, I assume know what that is. Is that a surreal moment?
Yeah, you know, it's really an honor to be compared to him. I play the game kind of differently than he does, but he was a more dominant player than I am, so. Kind of trying to even the game out by betting more.
Well, right, you're a gambler, right? Like that's your strategy.
Yeah, I'm a gambler, and he's a Mormon, so it's a little different.
That is a difference.
James, has the money you've earned so far, has it been life-changing or not yet?
You know, it's I would not say it's changed my life, but it is. I'm starting to give back to some children's causes in Las Vegas, and I think that's really changing the lives of those around me, which is more than I can hope myself.
That's pretty awesome, man. And I also read that you did something with poker when you got out of school.
Yeah, actually, when I was still in college, you know, online poker was really taking off around then. I don't know if you guys followed poker, but Chris Moneymaker won the World Series in 2003, and I was, you know, kind of cashing in on that phenomenon. So I had a poker strategy website, and I used to play online also back when the games were really good.
Yeah, man, when they shut down Black Friday and they took away Party Poker and Poker Stars,
oh, yeah.
It was devastating day.
Sure.
Were you a player, or were you just giving mathematical advice?
Both.
Okay. So Black Friday was a tough day for you.
Yeah, tough day for me and a lot of people I know. So.
Okay. Yeah, the poker community took a big hit that day, Mac. I'm telling you, this guy's right up our alley.
Yeah, it sounds like a good, you know, we both get pancaked on Jeopardy, but the rest of it sounds like a good time.
Yeah. So when you say like a winning sports gambler and you got there pretty quick, I mean, are you at all, have any problem making bets with the casinos? You know, they sometimes will turn the sharpest guys away.
Yeah, a lot of the places in town won't do business with me anymore. You know, it's just what happens when you start beating them too badly.
That's another dream of mine. Yeah, my bookies always have me on speed dial.
Problem our show pod has never had.
You put a picture of us in the foyer. It's like, please give this guy a comp table. Make sure he gets a nice room. Get him a meal. Take care of this dope.
So, Bears over under 9.5 wins. What is James Holzhauer like?
Oh, that's a good line, I think. I think they'll end up right around there, 9 or 10 wins. So I don't know that I have a recommendation for that.
Are you a Bears fan?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay, who are your favorite teams? What's your favorite sports?
Oh, let's see. The Knights, the Bears, the Cubs. Those are the three big ones. The Blackhawks, too. But, you know, now that the Knights are in town, I've kind of mostly switched allegiance over to them, kind of following the Blackhawks from a distance.
Did you like the Cubs over or under on their win total this year?
Well, I just honestly don't know what the number was. So
we got it at 88, I believe.
Yeah, under.
Yeah, I like the under now, the way they started. But I think they're definitely going to turn things around. So,
well, James, we appreciate you coming on and putting up with our shenanigans. And I know you've been turning down a lot of media requests, so we appreciate you choosing the score to talk a little bit.
Okay, thank you for having me. This was fun.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.